Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis. A new and faster genetic test for SMA, called SMA-STAT, will be offered free of charge in the U.S. This is part of the SMA Identified program. According to Biogen and Invitae Corporation, SMA-STAT reduces the time for a definitive SMA diagnosis from 21 days to 4 days. It enables earlier treatment to help improve motor function and slow disease progression. Randall Richardson is a neuromuscular neurologist with Gillette Children's Specialty Healthcare. He said the program helps to further reduce the barriers to getting a genetic test earlier in the diagnostic process. Then, they can quickly transition to discussing how to help the patient sooner. Rapid genetic testing accelerates the diagnostic process. It also minimizes the apprehension of waiting and promotes earlier intervention. This can lead to better medical outcomes for all patients. Whether an infant or child is showing early signs of SMA or is a long-standing patient requiring genetic confirmation of the disease, every day makes a difference. Although SMA can be diagnosed through newborn screening, a preliminary determination is typically made by a physician after first symptoms appear. Genetic testing then confirms the diagnosis and provides information that may help guide treatment and care planning. The SMA-STAT test detects mutations in the SMN1 gene, which cause the disease. It also assesses the number of copies of the SMN2 gene. Having a higher number of SMN2 copies is generally associated with less severe disease. In the US, SMA was added to the recommended uniform screening panel for newborns in 2018. 7 states, Indiana, Minnesota, Missouri, New York, Pennsylvania, Utah, and Vermont, routinely test babies at birth for SMA. Another 16 either have passed laws requiring such screening or are in the process of doing so. All screening procedures do detect SMN1 gene mutations, but some states do not test for the number of SMN2 copies. This is when additional genetic testing is required. SMA-STAT expands the SMA Identified program, which started in April 2018. Besides this new genetic analysis, the program also includes SMA carrier screening, which tests whether a person is a genetic carrier of the disease. SMA Identified is open to anyone in the U.S. with a suspected diagnosis or with a family history of SMA. Biogen, maker of Spinraza, funds SMA Identified, but they don't receive any patient information.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday! The following is a topic from the SMA News Today forums in the Adults with SMA forum, titled Motivation Monday, Employment. October was National Disability Employment Awareness Month, or NDEAM. Though there are still plenty of stigmas about those of us with disabilities and our ability to work, there are plenty of employment opportunities for us. I know people with SMA who are entrepreneurs, engineers, writers, computer scientists, lawyers, and more. For me, my job is a big source of my motivation. I love what I do and the people I work with, even though I work remotely. One of my colleagues who writes for our muscular dystrophy website echoed these sentiments in his latest column. Do you find work to be a source of motivation in your life? If you are unemployed, do you have any questions about seeking employment? We would love to hear from you in our SMA News Today forums. If you haven't registered, please do so, as we have a lot of great discussions there. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.